Cult Club is a podcast that may contain scenes of violence that may be too radical for some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
You're about to listen to part 2 of episode 1 of A Cult Club. If you have not yet listened to part 1 of episode 1, then why are you here? Go listen to part 1 and then come back. But if you're all caught up, please enjoy.
We open on a figure. We never see her face as she slips down, picking up a note left by Mad, and slowly opens it. She simply goes, that was fast. Only took them 2 months to notice, and pockets the notes before any of the cheerleaders could see it.
What the fuck is that?
This is a rock.
No.
Why are you pink?
Who the fuck are you?
That's JoJo.
Let me in.
Why are you barred from entry?
I don't know. Let me in. Vicky!
Vicky has just like, she saw the pink person. She closed her eyes. She's like, if I close my eyes, I can't see it. It's not there.
Vicky!
I'm still real.
What? She covers her eyes and it's just like, what do you want me to do? I just walk in. And Vicky walks in.
Are you shitting on my nuts right now, bro?
Sorry.
Lydia giggles to herself because she found that really funny.
He walks over and kind of puts his hand to the, like, little force field and goes, sometimes my spells don't work as usual.
I haven't...
Spells? I'm so fucking lost.
I haven't smoked today. I've only smoked a cig.
Maybe my dad told me magic wasn't like real. That.
Sometimes parents can be wrong, too.
My dad's never wrong.
I don't know about that one. Anyways, let me in!
He takes a step back and you can see him kind of like motion you in.
I imagine this entire time Mad was just like banging her fist on nothing. And then as soon as the spell goes away, she like falls forward. Ow! Owie.
He kind of like, he looks at the wall and goes, did you guys knock down my wall?
The point is that we found out that you're more than just a student.
What gave it away? My wham horns or my pink skin?
I think it's your voice.
You thanks. Place here.
Who currently has the blueprint of the school?
That would be Calypso.
Mad goes to Calypso and then like takes a blueprint out of her hands and then just like flops it open and points to JoJo's locker and she said, I saw this all by myself, and I used context clues. I used my brain to find out that your locker, and she points, like, very, very accusingly at JoJo, and she goes, and we found out that you were a little fishy, and you're not a little fishy. You're a devil.
Congratulations, Einstein. I'm so proud of you.
I have straight A's. Vicky claps.
Yay!
Mad turns the lid and goes, did you just forget that I have straight A's here? I only have one B, and that's in calculus. Because fuck calculus. The teacher hates me. The teacher that I cannot come up with a name because I'm bad at improv.
As this happens, you see JoJo set a rock down. Like, set the rock down on the ground. And he goes, stay right there.
What?
And you can see it, like, slowly move to his leg.
JoJo.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
This thing is called Click-Clack.
Click-Clack?
Mm-hmm. It is named, not by me. I don't particularly care for these abominations. Someone here fed it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to need to know which one of you before this conversation can continue.
Okay. No, what is it?
It is a Click-Clack. I will explain after.
Mad steps forward and she goes, okay, here's the sequence of events. Earlier today, Lid and I were smoking in the bathroom because it's the 80s and that's normal. And then
thank you for saying the date.
Yes, it is 1989. I don't know the month or day.
May 24th.
Oh, wow.
Happy late birthday, babe.
Happy late birthday. Let's go.
Anyways, Mad says, me and Liz were smoking in the bathroom. Yes, that is Lydia.
I can't believe you heard that. What? I thought I was quiet with that one.
No. And then as I was smoking my cig, because, you know, it's the 80s and I can do that, I heard a rustling in the trash can. And I was like, bro, what the fuck is that? And then I look in and it's a rock and I hold it and then I collapse on the fucking ground. So if you don't tell me what the fuck sort of Lovecraftian abomination that rock is, I might have another conniption. And we don't want to see that.
I really don't.
He takes a moment and he goes, okay, let me explain it in a way that I think you guys would understand. Besides the Callaway, and he points directly at Calypso, he goes, I don't imagine that you guys have seen anything quite as freaky deaky as this thing.
I'm seeing you right now.
Ouch. It is, yes, a walk, but also, and he picks it up, and he spins it around and shakes it, and you see the bones of that gecko that you fed it fall out.
Oh, shit.
What?
He goes, they give information, but they don't take any contracts or payment. They just need food. Someone has fed it today.
What's wrong with feeding it?
It'll keep coming back.
And we don't want it to come back?
Like a cat?
Not if it's going to give someone a conniption.
It's like a wild animal.
It is like a wild animal, exactly. And we don't want this wild animal attracting more of them.
Vicky kind of like pumps up. It's like those gremlin things, like, you know, don't be after midnight type of thing, you know?
Kinda. He kind of sets it on like a table and he goes, here, stand around it, you guys. He kind of walks over and you see him pull out a little piece of ham and drop it like in front of it. And you just watch this boulder, one, grow a hand and grab it and then eat it.
That's new.
Mad raises her hand and she goes, I still don't understand.
These things don't need to be here for a multitude of reasons. One, they'll start bringing others here, and that's already bad. By my count, there's far too many devils in this school.
There's more?
Mad raises her...
You guys are like the gremlins.
Mad raises her hand again, and she goes, so aliens are real?
I am not an alien.
What?
To answer your question, Calypso... There are, by my count, 3 real devils, 2 gross things, fusions, and this.
Why did you, at fusions? What do you mean by that?
I don't particularly like fiends. And this thing, and he slaps the dog shit out of the boulder. And he goes, this is a demon. You can tell because it can't hold a conversation like I can.
Well, no duh, can't hold a conversation. It's a rock. Like, come on. Use your brain. Come on, guys.
Someone here is using comedy to cope.
I am so scared right now.
Mad has a smile on her face and she goes, I am also very scared right now.
I'm just very confused.
Yeah, Vicky has one of those, like, stress smiles on.
So, there could be more.
More these things or more bigger problems?
Both. They could be brought in if the circumstances are right.
Correct. And unwanted attention is not something the other two, particularly want. Especially not one of them. It gets to be a real bit when problems start arising.
All right, but one more thing. Earlier in class, I saw some ants forming a circle. I don't like the one we're in now.
You see him visibly get scared when you mention ants.
Tell me what it means.
Has anyone else seen bugs today?
I saw a butterfly.
I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
There was a very suspicious looking beetle following me today. That happens every day because, you know, I'm kind of smelly. See, I'm self-aware about my grossness.
He breathes in.
And then coughs because you're stinky.
Good to know. I'm going to need you all to calmly and kindly step out of here.
You kicking us out?
I am.
Is there a table in front of us? You said there's a table?
Yes.
Vicky slams her hands on the table and go, we looked for this place and we found it all on our own. You gotta explain what's going on. Like,
I will explain what is going on.
I
will explain what is going on in a moment. I need to disinfect this place.
Jesus. Okay. Listen, I know that I'm fucking gross, but God, you don't have to be so upfront about it. Only Lids is the only one that is allowed to make fun of how gross I am.
I have no issue with how gross you are. I have an issue with the bugs. I don't want them in here. I don't want them seeing me. I don't want them watching us.
Hang on. I need to do something really fast. And I'm going to walk over to JoJo and grab him by his little cheeks and like stare into his eyes to find out what color they are.
Make a dex save.
Mad sees this and goes, wow, Lids, I always took you for swinging for the same team, but I see.
Did you just call me gay?
Maybe.
That's so bad.
Play. I rolled a 5.
You're pulled back just a little bit by something you can't see. His eyes are pink, by the way.
She steps back a little bit like, you have pink eyes.
That's correct. I have pink skin.
I have eye drops.
Vicky runs over and tries to like pull Lydia. It's like, no, because... No, don't give her pink eye. Are you kidding me?
Off of me.
I don't want you to get infected.
It's not pink guy. His eye color is pink.
That's fucking cool.
He turns his head and he goes, you did it.
What?
I told him something today.
Told him what?
I told him to whoever was going to feed him to tell them to warn them about someone with pink eyes.
Huh?
Why are you freaking out about my pink eyes?
Wait, why'd you tell him that?
Because there's someone that's been stalking me with pink eyes other than me.
That's exactly... Listen, okay, yes, I fed the fucking rock. Is that what you wanted?
Yes! And you see whatever pulled you back, you just see the rock just crumble. Oh! Like, almost like it was slammed with a sledgehammer.
Oh, fuck. I can't do this. I don't understand what kind of oogie boogie gobble ghoul shit is going on in this school, but you know what, at first I was like, this is kind of cool, you know, something interesting is happening at this school for once, but honestly I think I'm gonna opt out of this one. And then Mad tries to leave.
No,
Vicky runs up to the rock and just kind of what was the rock and just is like, I was starting to get used to you were like my little gremlin.
All of you roll control if you're looking at the rock.
Oh, well, damn.
Well, I imagine that Mad has her back turned because she's trying to leave.
Okay.
I just rolled a 1.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah!
As you are... He does not stop you, by the way. He just kind of turns his head and goes, okay, disinfection first, and then I'll tell y'all everything I know. But for first, please leave.
Do you need help?
I got a 13. Mm-hmm. Oh,
awesome. 13? Yeah. Is that under yours?
Yes, it's under.
Okay. He goes, no, I don't need help. You said a butterfly was watching you?
Yeah, it was a monarch.
I think I actually saw a bug. Now that I'm thinking about it.
That's so bad. People looking at the rock, you both see the same thing. That whatever pieces are left of it is forming a statue, almost, of the student body president, Henry.
Henry?
Guys, look, it's Henry!
Mad comes back in because she's lonely. She goes, oh my god, Henry?
You see JoJo go, even in death, you're trying to tell them something? God, these things are annoying.
Why is it dying? What?
The rock should be dead.
How did it die? What?
Is it because it was done with this mission or whatever?
I guess
so. Or because it saw you and it, like, it died because of, you know, how you look? No offense.
Who are you calling ugly? First, that is me. Who are you calling ugly?
I didn't say anything. I didn't say that.
Who are you saying is like killed someone with their looks?
Well, you know, like JoJo's kind of scary. I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe he got scared to death.
Jesus Christ, Vic.
Just,
I know you're the head cheerleader, but God, you don't have to be so mean all the time.
I'm waiting.
Swinging the other way.
What? Anyways, why Henry?
I don't know why it's Henry. I don't know what it's trying to tell you.
Can I look at the statue and see if I can get something else from it besides it just being Henry?
Yeah, roll control.
Why? Okay, let's see if I can get another one. Yippee!
All is well.
While Vic does that, Mad goes, you know, I have a really funny story about Henry if anyone wants to hear it. I don't care.
I got a five.
I'm going to tell it anyway. I'm going to tell it anyway. So anyways, one day, Henry comes up to me, and like, he is all nervous, his hands are sweaty and clammy, and he goes, Mad, I know that you sell weed, and I would like to buy from you. And I'm like, all right, buddy, it is 20 bucks. And he goes, oh, okay. And then he goes to hand me the money, and then he goes, can't do it. And then he runs away, and I'm like, well, I got out my weed for nothing, and then I smoked it.
Thank you for that story, Mad. You were ever the storyteller.
While this whole story went on, you saw JoJo start to wipe down the table and like wipe down where you guys have walked.
Do you need help with that?
No, I would actually really prefer if you guys left for this. I'd still be done within the minute.
So why are you disinfecting?
I don't want bugs in here.
Me neither.
Bar none, period.
I don't think that's how that... I don't think that people just attract bugs like that, man.
The real thing you should be worried about is rats.
Rats can't carry information, just diseases.
What do you mean, information?
Information is technically disease, if you think about it. Like the plague. Well, technically, they didn't carry the plague. It was the mites on them that carried the plague. So technically, yeah, it was bugs. Oh, yeah, huh. I see what you're going for, JoJo. I see what you're going for.
You both rolled a 5 and a 4, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
With its dying breath, you hear, save Henry.
He looks at Calypso and be like, did you hear that?
We need to go now.
You guys are leaving? Fantastic.
Vicky kind of looks at JoJo and be like, hey, you said you'd talk to Henry, like,
2 hours ago?
Where was that? And did he tell you where he was going?
He was in front of my locker. He said he was going home, but he was gonna hit up an arcade.
Do you by any chance know which one?
Yes.
Is it okay? Is it the one off of like 3rd Street that's like next to the pizza place? You know the one where like it has like a really weird sweaty guy running it? He looks very mean, but he's very nice. Is that the arcade?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Good try, though. Maybe we'll go there next if we can't find the first one.
Hell yeah.
Maybe you should take Beanie to that place. Like, I'm sure he would hang out with that dude fine.
Hey, JoJo, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm. It seems like I am here to answer all questions.
I mean,
yeah, I mean, you're kind of pink, so you're kind of in a position to be answering questions.
Is that what pink people do?
Yeah.
There isn't really pink people, so you're like the first one I've ever seen, big man.
Matt's a little pink.
Huh?
Matt is paler than the frickin' paper that we get for our test. The sun will hit her and get sunburnt.
That's the Irish in me, baby. And then she
shrugs and continues mopping.
And then she lights up a cigarette.
So you told the Rock to be aware, like, of people with pink eyes. Of someone with pink eyes. Does that mean, does it just repeat things people tell it?
No. It tells it whatever information it seems important at the time. It's like a real person. So whatever you two heard was probably told by someone other than me.
I've kept that rock almost a whole day.
Did you feed it until then?
I mean, I fed it like a few hours ago, around lunchtime. It wasn't really me feeding it by choice. It just, I flung a little gecko towards it.
Oh, gross. The good news is that it's dead and out of my hair.
But how did it die?
Does it really matter?
You hit it
yes,
too
it
hard?
Kind of does. Something just doesn't explode like that, bro.
Let me show you then what killed it, blah, blah, blah. What? And everyone roll control.
Oh, Jesus. Like, I gotta get my dice out. Oh God.
It's a 10.
I rolled a 6.
I rolled an 8. 13. Wait. 12. I'm not wearing my glasses.
12?
Yeah.
Standing behind JoJo for just a moment, just long enough for you guys to see it, is what you guys can assume is a ghost.
Okay, it out of here.
I'm out of here. It has a pitch black hair covering its face, and it is looming behind JoJo at all times. And you can see its claws were just in front of him, and you can see still in its hand is some dust from the rock. And then it disappears.
What was that?
So, there's a lot that I'm assuming you guys want to know about. Where did the other two go?
Huh? Where did they go?
Because I'm only explaining this once.
Matt, where did Vicky and Calypso go?
Vicky left a note that said, "Hey, we'll meet you guys at the arcade. Please let me know your findings. We know something important. Bye." There's a smiley face. And it's signed Vicky. And then you can tell Vicky also wrote Calypso's name.
Oh my god, they're going on a date.
Lids, why don't we just go on a date?
Huh?
Mad.
Yeah?
Mad. Shut up.
Okay.
We're not having this conversation again.
Yeah, you're right. And then she inhales on her cigarette.
Here, just tell me, what's going on?
I am saying this once and one time only, and I know the Callaway is going to have questions.
You got it.
So no, not yet.
Oh.
Besides, I have to hang out with Beanie today, and I'm assuming that y'all are going to him. So, I can just come along.
But, like, you're gonna, like, de-devil yourself, right?
I like this form better, though. It's cuter.
I suppose I have to.
I mean, yeah, I mean, if the general public gets a hold of your devil image, who knows?
We will get unwanted attention from a very important thing, and I don't want that right now.
Yeah, and also you're going to have a bunch of Catholic grandmas just like going apeshit and then like running around in the street naked while smearing blood and feces all over themselves, screaming about how the world is going to come to an end soon.
Matt, I think you need to calm down a little bit.
Okay.
Not too soon.
Oh.
And you see JoJo like spin like a sim does, and he's back in the human disguise.
Ah, there's my little ginger.
That's so good.
What did you say?
I said, ah, there's my little ginger.
I thought you said Jim Jim.
There's my little Jim Jam. There's my little Jammy.
He goes, let's head on out.
So you said as they're like walking, she's like, so you said someone's been watching you, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Fuck, Calypso has the damn book, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, oh, damn.
Like, just has everything, huh?
Calypso has the book.
Did we see any photos of JoJo in the book?
No.
Do you have any idea of who's watching you?
Technically, yes.
You do?
Technically.
Care to spill that information, JoJo?
She lives in the boiler room.
Again with the damn boiler room. What the fuck is up with the boiler room? Isn't that door like always locked or something?
Wait.
Every day besides lunchtime.
Oh.
Wait. It was around lunchtime, wasn't it? When we saw that.
Oh.
What's in the boiler room?
Another devil. He's just walking at this point, just out, like, towards the exit.
Mad.
And saying these things.
Mad hands her cigarette to Lydia. Just like.
Hang on, I gotta focus. I'm thinking a bit too hard, Mad. I can't be rotting my brain yet.
Cigarettes don't rot your brain, Lydia.
They rot your bones.
Close.
I'm not rotting anything right now. So, you know who's in the boiler room, and it's a fucking devil?
Yes, but I'm assuming if you guys are so upset about it that it's not the one watching you.
Earlier today, Vicky was harassing you earlier about seeing something.
That's correct.
What did you see?
I saw the boiler room door open. Well, crack a little bit. I'm assuming that message was meant for me, and it got all fuzzled up.
Why would it be for you?
What, do you think it's for you? And you didn't go?
I'm just curious as to why we saw it. Now I'm kind of wanting to go to the boiler room.
Do what you want to do. I'm going to go to the van.
No, you're going to come with us.
Why?
Because you clearly know who's down there. I'm not going to go down there by myself. Why would she send you a message of the boiler door opening?
You probably wanted to see me.
Did you go see her?
No, I was in class and someone took notice of it.
Then we should go see her since she wants to see you.
I don't want to see her.
Why not?
She's annoying.
At this point, I'm just going to grab him by the wrist and pull him to the boiler room.
Son of a bitch. Does anyone go to the van? Because I know Matt did, but where is Calypso and Vicky? Are they walking to the arcade?
That's a good question.
Is the arcade close or is it like pretty far?
The only arcade that you guys know about is far.
Okay. So we're probably waiting for like a bus or...
I mean, Vicky can drive, but... You ruin your plans. I'm like, actually, Vicky drives. We drive to the arcade.
Med fully believes that Beanie is gonna drive her to the arcade, so she hops in the van. She's like, sup, little shit?
When you step in, Beanie isn't there. It's just Emma in the van. And she goes, damn, hostile.
I thought you were Beanie.
Beanie's in the payphone right now, talking to his brother.
I see.
He got real shaken up by the book and waited till y'all left so he could call him.
Okay, so is Emma in the driver's seat or the passenger seat?
Driver's seat.
Mad hops in the passenger seat and she's like, so, how's school?
She looks at you. She goes, it's whatever is happening today.
Yeah, totally.
Are you all right?
Mad just passes Emma her cigarette. Cool. You want it?
And she takes it.
Hell yeah. Mad watches very awkwardly as Emma takes her cigarette.
She takes a long drag from it and passes it back.
Is the cigarette good?
I don't smoke this shit.
Yeah, that's cool. And then Mad throws out her cigarette. Yeah, I don't like that shit either. It's just, it was the only pack I could afford at the store, you know? Like, I don't fucking like Camels. I'm more of a Marlboro type person. Anyway, so where's Beanie? And then Matt starts to, like, fucking frantically look out the window.
You can see Beanie in a payphone just a little bit away. And he seems to be telling his brother basically everything that he saw in the book. You can, like, kind of read his lips about it.
Taking a long ass fucking time, am I right?
He seems a little scared.
Do you need help with tutoring, by the way? Because I could totally tutor you like one day during lunch.
I don't think I have the time. She goes, I'm kind of stuck at the newspaper club and working most of the days. This is my only day off, and I'm stuck in a van waiting for Beanie's dumbass so we can go somewhere.
Where are we going? Funny story about that, Ems. Apparently the president of the student council.
United States?
No. No, Emma, you're so silly. Anyways, the president of the president of the student council is gonna die.
You just dropped a bomb like that.
She just looks at you and goes, what do you mean he's gonna die?
I don't think I'm the right person to explain that. Maybe you should talk to like Calypso or Vicky since they're like way more coherent than I am.
Okay. And where is Lydia?
Where is Lydia?
Fantastic. Great. I love when we all go our separate ways.
Go in our separate separate. Oh, Emma, please don't go your separate way.
She's trying her best.
You see her put her hands like in her head in her hands, and she goes, okay, all right, here's what we're gonna do. Mad, can you check the glove compartment for me?
Oh, sure thing, my friend. And then she checks the glove compartment.
There's a revolver there.
Oh my god,
what the fuck.
She goes, can you pass me that?
Emma, I'm always here to talk if you need it.
I'm not gonna shoot myself.
Are you sure? Because, like, I can, like, totally refer you to someone.
I know not to shoot myself.
To give you a good time to make you forget all your pain.
That'll kill me if I shoot myself. I'm going to shoot whoever's trying to kill Henry. When we get where we're going. But first I'm going to shoot it into the air. So I can tell Beanie to hurry up.
Fucking rock on. And then I give her the revolver.
She fires it right into the air.
Oh, and God!
You see Beanie... You see Beanie drop the phone and go, fuck! And just hang up.
I'd like to imagine that we heard that in the fucking...
Oh, you two definitely heard it. I imagine, like, you guys were in the hallway to the actual entrance to the boiler room and heard it. And just JoJo was like, I don't think someone took the stress of the situation.
Now I now imagine she's like, immediately turn around and, like, running towards where the shot comes from.
Son of a bitch. Where are we? He's just following.
I think it would have been so funny if you just said, and then Emma just shoots Matt in the face.
What the fuck?
I was gonna say, but I thought the scene was funnier already. I was just gonna say that she aims the revolver at Beanie.
It's even better.
Just out the corner of his eye, Caesar just aiming it. You guys run to the van pretty fast. You guys are like, the hallway to the boiler room entrance is right by the exit. It would be like 2 minutes away. And you see Beanie kind of walk back and he goes, give me the gun. And just takes it from Emma. Emma found the gun again.
Mad sees everyone like come over and she's like, oh, thank God. And then she climbs into the back.
I imagine Lydia goes over to Emma and starts choking her.
Hey.
Whoa. Girls, ladies, please. Let's chill.
She fucking shot a bullet off into the air after we just found out people were fucking stalking us.
I don't think people are gonna shoot us if they're stalking us for this long.
People have changed hearts.
Something happened and you shot someone, Emma.
I'm going to shoot someone.
I want to go to the arcade.
Are we going to the arcade?
I guess we're going to the arcade.
I want to go to the arcade.
Also, JoJo's coming with us.
Why am I coming with you?
Get in the car.
He gets in. He sits down and Beanie gets into the passenger seat and puts the gun back into the glove compartment.
You're stressing me out beyond belief.
Dude, Chekhov's gun.
And if you look very clearly on the gun, you see a name inscribed in the body of the gun. It says Chekhov.
He starts driving and Beanie just kind of goes, what took you two so long then? If you guys were coming along.
I was doing something and then I heard a gun go off.
I was here.
We were going to meet someone very stupid.
I feel like that's even more ominous than what I fucking said.
Mad?
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay? Are you good?
Honestly, I'm awesome.
You look like you're sweating bullets.
That's how I always look, Lid.
Even more than usual.
Oh, fuck.
The van is a little hot.
Yeah, it's hot. It's May, and it's hot. It's hot weather right now.
It's hot.
So you know it's May.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of warm. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's why I'm sweating, Lydia. It's because I'm hot. You know I get hot flashes.
Yeah, I know. You're Irish. I get it. I got it.
I want to go to the arcade now.
As you guys stop at a red light, we cut over to Calypso and Vicky, who has made it to Throne Room Arcade. It has a crown for its logo and... definitely not Pac-Man on it.
Vicky looks up at the sign and just points at it. Looks at Clips. Look, isn't that cute? It's got a crown. How awesome. I love signs. Yeah. That's stupid. I don't know why I said that.
No. It's kind of interesting. I mean, what made you like signs?
They look cool.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the best ways to show marketing.
Makes sense. Anyways, I hope it wasn't too much of a problem for me to, you know, ride.
It's fine. And we needed to get here quick. I don't know what the other guys are doing. I hate leaving them all in the dust, but you had to get here.
It was important. And there's one other thing that's been bothering me about what JoJo said.
JoJo said a lot of things.
What?
He's not here to defend himself.
No, it's just that back when we were in his room, he called me the Cowboy. No, I don't remember if he called me by my last name or not, but he said the, like he knew me.
That's weird. Usually people would say like Miss Calloway or Mrs. Calloway, not the Calloway. Like maybe the Calloways, like referring to your family. Maybe he's like an old family friend or something.
Maybe somebody knows.
Maybe next time we see him, we can ask.
Let's just be quick.
Get in here, figure out what's going on, get out. Maybe not get out as quickly, but hopefully when we get out, Henry is safe and sound. Have you ever actually talked to Henry?
I don't really talk to anyone.
I think I talked to him once, because he asked me a question about cheerleading.
As you guys finish this conversation and step into the arcade, you're greeted by a classmate behind the counter who just immediately sees y'all and gives you guys, like, peace signs. And I would imagine that Vicky knows them rather than Calypso, because I just imagine Vicky is more sociable.
Yeah, Vicky does like a very excitable wave and smile.
She has very tired blue eyes and brown hair and is in glasses, and you know her as Ursula.
Vicky excitedly waves and walks up to the counter and goes, "Hi, Ursula! How's the business today?"
It's slow.
You probably shouldn't say that. You know what happens when you say it's slow.
Yeah, it closes down.
That's not what I meant. Anyways, we are looking for something. Someone. We heard that they may be here. You're curious. Vicky kind of puts her elbow on the counter and kind of leans on it and goes, "Do you know Henry, the student body president?"
Oh, yeah. He came in like 20 minutes ago.
Is he still here?
Nah, I got real pissed off at the Strider machine and left.
Vicky looks at Cal, like, in a way of course he's not here. Like, just, like, an of course look, like, oh, great, yeah.
But, hey, today, free games for everyone. Because I'm feeling, and she kind of, like, leans back and closes her eyes. You can definitely see that she's watching something on the VCR. Some obscure-ass VHS anime that she found, not at Buster Blocker. Not anywhere that you would think. And she's trying to watch that rather than work.
That's cool. I mean, if I had time for games, I would play some. Cal, do you want to play some games or no?
We got a bunch of new ones in the back. We got a WWF one, some Turtles one, Final Fights in there somewhere.
No, it's... Never mind. It'd be stupid.
As you say that, you hear the screech of the van stopping outside. The people in the van, JoJo definitely got brake checked. He was like standing up and he was like, "Oh wait, here we are. Are you guys ready to..." Ah! I've never wielded this death machine before.
Well, now you have. Anyways, and then Mad like gets out of the van. And then she opens the door for Emma and she's like, "After you."
"Thank you." She goes, "Beanie, the gun." And she's holding her hand out expectantly. And Beanie just goes, "No. If you need the gun, run out and get it. You have the keys, dipshit."
I like to imagine also when JoJo stands up, Lydia like smacks him on the back and says, "Consider yourself officially initiated."
"Do I have to fucking fall in order to be a part of this fun group?"
Actually, like, yeah.
I almost broke an antler.
Mad walks in and she sees Cal and Vicky and she's like, "Oh, you two got here first. You beat us. All right, where's Henry?"
"Well, you two are 20 minutes too late. He's gone. He's not here anymore."
"Fuck, man."
Ursula goes, "I don't know why you guys are looking for him. He's a kind of a square."
"Well, he...
I have business with him. I mean, like, you know, I'm the cheer squad leader and he's the president. He asked me to do something."
Yeah. That was it. And she kind of like sits up. Like you can definitely see she was like thinking about saying this or not and was trying to remember where she knew you from. And she like points at you and goes, "That's it. One of the cheerleaders came and got him too."
"Oh.
Don't remember which one. Just saw the outfit.
Did you see their hair or anything?"
"No, I was watching the show."
"Okay.
But I definitely know it was a cheerleader.
Did you hear where they were going?
His house.
Well, do you perhaps have a phone book around here?
Or do you know where he lives?
Yeah, phone book. Hold on. Let me grab it for you.
Thank you.
And she pulls out one of the big phone books. As this is happening, you are... Anyone near JoJo is watching him go absolutely ham at Golden Axe.
I've run up to catch up with Beanie.
Beanie and Emma are, like, both staring at the turtle's cab, and they're like, I don't think we have the time.
We definitely don't have the time for y'all to do whatever the fuck you're planning to do.
Mad starts to flip through the phone book, and and then she stops and she goes, I don't know his last name.
You would think I would know his last name.
Well,
does anyone actually know this kid?
He's like a, not business partner, but like, you know.
Mad turns the page and like, it is like 2.5 pages front to back of just Henry. So it starts with, okay, Henry Allen, Henry Beaumont.
It would be under his mother or father's name, not his. Would it not?
Okay, so Vicky, you're a cheerleader. So like, you have a lot of school spirit, right?
Yes.
Do you have
Where are you going with this?
Vicky, do you have a yearbook in your backpack right now?
I can check. She takes off her backpack and takes a look in it.
Do you?
You know what? Yes, I do. That's so crazy, guys.
Why the fuck are you carrying a yearbook around with you?
Well, actually, she takes out a yearbook. She's kind of flipping through to try to find him, and she's explaining, well, you know, sometimes I like to have people sign my yearbook because, you know, I want to stay in touch and stuff. So I carried around kind of like, you know how those like little activities where like it's like a fake passport and you go around to different places and have them sign it. It's kind of like that, but it's not a passport and it's not about places. It's just about people. So not like it at all.
As you say all this, Emma goes, ooh, I'll sign it.
That's perfect. Give me a minute, though.
Mad goes scrambling through her backpack to find a notebook, and she's like, I mean, Emma, if you want to sign my notebook, you can. I mean, like, it's not a yearbook.
She goes, hell yeah, just give me one sec. And you can definitely see they've already started playing.
You can sign my Kim notes. Anyways.
Let's go walk over to Mad, like, bro, what's happening?
I'm trying to find Henry, and I'm really stressed about it, Lids.
What was that about?
I'm really stressed about finding Henry.
Sign my notebook. What is that about?
Lydia, I'm very stressed about finding Henry.
I don't think it's about finding Henry anymore.
Here, I found him. I found him.
Okay, awesome. Vic, you're the best.
Henry Trevino is his last name.
What's his last name?
Trevino.
All right, awesome.
Do we have a picture of him?
In my head, Henry looks like the nerd from the Polar Express.
Dog. You find him pretty fast. At least his phone number and his address. And his address is pretty close to here.
So now the question is, do we call first or do we just appear at his house?
Listen, I vote for the fast option, which is like, we should just like go there.
Either way, he's going to get suspicious.
So it's a lose-lose situation.
Emma goes, we could call him and make it seem like we're just interviewing him for the newspaper.
Emma, you are so smart.
She goes, all right. And you see her walk away from the cabin. Beanie goes, you piece of shit. You just left me.
Is there a dartboard around here at all?
Yes.
I'll just kind of, the dartboard, it's free, right?
Ursula nods.
Yeah, like, big darty, Callie.
I just, I don't know, why not? So I'll just kind of see how well we do. How many darts do you get in darts? Is it 4 or 5?
Quick game of darts. I think it's 8.
Yeah.
I think it's 8, yeah.
Yeah. And we're just going to just in a quick succession, just not even just thinking, just breeze in. Measures it and just
roll dex.
It's an 8.
Pretty good. It's pretty good.
These ain't bullseyes, are they? Just
you made like one. I'll give you one.
Vicky claps.
Emma kind of walks over and goes, Do I have to be the one that calls him?
No, well, I mean, just... you're part of, like, the club, so I mean, it makes sense.
Ursula's part of the club, too, and she's not doing anything. And
she's, she's at her work! She's working!
I was about to say, you see Ursula crane her neck around. She is pissed.
I mean, Emma, if you need help calling Henry, then I will gladly help you.
What? You want to be the one to do it, Mad?
Are you a part of the newspaper club now, Mad?
You can say it's a favor for me.
I mean, if you really want me to, Emma, I will do it.
I imagine Matt twiddling her hair when she says that.
And I just
looks over at Beanie like, are you, like, are you seeing this?
I imagine that, like, there's, like the store's landline somewhere, and I go, hey, Ursula.
What's up?
Next time, next cell, I will give you a 50% discount.
Oh, fuck yeah. Dope. I'm gonna hold you to that.
However, I need to use your phone.
All right, cool. And you see her like lean under the table and grab it.
Fuck yeah, Ursula, you're the best. And then she puts in the number.
It rings for a little bit. And then for a while. And then it picks up and you hear a voice you've never heard before answer. And she goes,
calling instead of checking up on them? You guys are really weird. But it's pretty impressive that you're trying to save them.
Mad panics. And then she goes, hi, this is Brittany from the newspaper club. Is Henry there?
Technically, he's still around.
Mad just hands the phone to Emma. I don't know who the fuck that is, but that is not Henry.
Time to talk to yourself.
She kind of like puts the phone up to her ear and she goes, Henry? And then she stops for a moment. She goes, Henry's on the phone.
What do you mean by that? And then Mad grabs the phone back and she goes, Henry? Henry? Hey! What the fuck is going on?
There's silence on the other end for a moment, and you hear a quick noise of just pure air. It sounds like something being fired. I imagine that you've at least seen Lydia in Woodshop. From what you can tell, it sounds like a nail gun.
What are you crafting over there, Henry? I didn't take you for a woodshop type guy. What the fuck is going on?
You hear that woman's voice again. She goes,
just some work around the house.
Who are you and why are you being so goddamn cryptic?
I just kind of want you guys to come over and see the... before someone else does and calls old Vicky's dad.
And then you hear the tone as she hangs up.
Mad still has the phone up to her ear and like her eyes are just wide and she stares at Emma and like I'm pretty sure Emma can tell that like the look on Mad's face is just pure fear.
Em? You alright?
Let's call her Em.
I did. Fuck, my bad.
I know, I was like, okay, I guess we're gonna, alright.
Call me by your name and I'll call you by yours.
Oh, you baby girl.
She kind of puts a hand on your shoulder, Matt, and she goes, Maddie, you alright?
Emma, something is horribly wrong. And then she, like, puts the phone back down on, like, the hanger, I think it's... Okay, so is it, like, a landline or, like, is it, like, a rotary phone?
It is a rotary phone.
Okay, so she puts it back on the hanger, which I think it's called, and then she goes... We have to go right now and bring the gun.
JoJo goes, someone's gonna fucking shoot someone.
I just tuned in. What did I miss?
Someone is at Henry's house and I think someone just fucking killed him.
Then what are we? Get in the fucking car. Let's go.
That's what I'm saying. And then Mad just starts running.
We're taking one car. We're taking two.
Everyone get in the van now.
Come on.
Thank you.
as you all get into the van, first off, JoJo takes the passenger seat. Emma's driving with one hand on the steering wheel and the other hand gripping the gun.
Other hand gripping Mad's heart.
I got one hand on the steering wheel and the other hand gripping her thigh. And then Matt just goes, how long until we get to his house?
10 minutes, maybe.
Fuck! And then Matt just lights another cigarette.
So what all did she say on the phone, Matt? If you can talk about it.
How the hell wasn't it Henry? I heard Henry perfect.
Well,
what did Henry say?
I don't know what the fuck I heard. I just heard this fucking creepy girl. She sounded like around her age, but like also like kind of older. I don't fucking know. I just know that like this bitch was a woman, okay? And she sounded scary. And she was saying all types of cryptic shit like, oh, it's funny how you're trying to save him. I don't know. This bitch is dangerous and she needs her ass shot.
That'll do it.
We should have just went to the house. We shouldn't have called.
JoJo goes, that was partly on my fault. I'm sorry for playing Miss Pac-Man.
It is not your fault, JoJo. Can we just get there, please?
You round the corner to his neighborhood and you see Christmas lights. They're lit up red and green as usual. As the van comes closer and closer, you see the body of Henry. Strung up in a tree in a crucifix pose.
Oh my god.
And then you see the Christmas lights aren't holding him up. Oh my god. Nails are. The Christmas lights are coming out of his mouth.
Oh my god.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
And in the house, you see those pink eyes watch you guys for a moment. And right before Emma can take the shot, slinks away.
Mad is like frozen, and then she vomits. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
Nikki is just kind of sitting down in the back of the van, just kind of looking just at the ground, just speechless, just like.
A moment passes, and the door to the house opens, and the body falls and is dragged into the home by more Christmas lights. And the only noise outside is the dragging of him.
Oh, that's
and it awful. Gets to the door, and it shuts.
Emma.
Yep. Beanie threw up out the window, by the way.
On my count, we will all bust out of the van and go inside and fucking kill whoever's in there. On my count, we go on three, okay? One, two, and then
JoJo raises his hand.
What?
I don't believe that's a good idea at this current state.
What do you mean? There's a fuck. Oh my god. And then like the weight of like the moment just like weighs down on Mad, and she's like, oh my god, I just witnessed a fucking murder.
They're probably going to kill us if we go inside.
They could be waiting for us to do just that.
Yeah, but like they can't kill all of us if we kill it.
I don't think that is how that works.
Lydia, they can't catch all of us. You know this. Remember that one time when you and me and like like other couple people in, I think it was the seventh grade. Do you remember me, you, and some people from the science class? We all went to the corner store that doesn't have a name because I'm not that good at improv. We all went to the corner store and we all just grabbed a bunch of soda cans of Coca-Cola and we all ran out and they didn't catch all of us because you know what? There was a bunch. We worked in numbers. And if we do the same thing here, if we go in and ambush whoever is inside, they can't catch all of us because you know what? We outweigh whoever's in there. Do you listen to me, Lydia? Are you listening to me?
Calm down.
I am calm! And then Matt just takes another drag of her cigarette.
just a little smack across the face. Calm down.
Owie.
I had to do it.
That hurt.
This is different than stealing soda from a corner store. Henry's fucking dead. And we don't know what's in his house. It could be one, or it could be freaking the entire cheerleading squad.
Why do you assume it's a cheerleading squad? Like the entire cheerleading squad that killed Henry.
I'm just assuming that it's a cheerleader because that's the last person that we know saw him.
Mad turns to Vicky and she's like, I know that cheerleaders are evil fucking people, but like, is there anyone on your squad that is capable of doing something like this?
Vicky just has her yearbook open looking at a picture of Henry. She does not respond.
I think we should go. We need to go. We need to get out of here, like, right now.
One, two, three, and then Matt tries to open up the back doors.
I'm pulling her back.
Ow,
I'm
ow, like, ow, ow! Not the hair!
Emma, drive!
Emma floors it. Jojo fucking flies again.
Even in the passenger seat.
His seatbelt was off, so he just... Son of a bitch.
All the while, I'm probably gonna sit next to Vicky, just kind of just looking at the picture while also kind of looking at Henry, just kind of just darting back and forth. And just,
So now that I know the weight of the situation, I regrettably think it is time for you to meet the woman in the boiler womb.
For the remainder of the car ride, Med just kind of just stops talking very gradually. It turns from panicked rambling to one word to just silence.
Beanie and Emma are silent.
Lydia is sitting with her head in her hand, just unable to process anything that's happening.
Vicky is just still staring at the picture, and the page is kind of wet with her tears.
So what I'll do is I'll kind of just tap Vicky's shoulder, is kind of her.
To cry harder.
I'm just gonna hug her at this point. Just hold her.
She hugs back very tightly and just is sobbing.
We'll find the person who did all this.
Jojo goes, you know what? I don't think staying in this is going to help my mental state. And he comes out of his human disguise. And the only one who reacts is Emma. Beanie just looks and goes, okay, cool. I was wondering why you looked like that.
How does Emma respond? Does she swerve the van in any way?
She hard stops the van.
That is the first time in a while, or during the car ride back, that Mad comes out of her catatonic state almost. When Emma hard stops the van, Mad falls forward and she's like, oh, what the fuck?
What the fuck is that in my passenger seat?
That's Jojo.
She points the gun at Jojo.
Okay, Emma.
I'm sliding in front of Jojo, Emma, put the gun down.
She hands it to Beanie.
Are they on a highway right now? Because I imagine that there's a bunch of cars just honking, move it.
She pulls over.
Okay.
And goes, those exist.
Apparently there's a bunch at the school, including one in the boiler room.
We're going to meet something in the boiler room that is called the devil.
That's what we were going to do, and then I heard you shoot a fucking gun earlier.
It was different. We thought we could save Henry at the time.
Oh my god.
I know. I said at the time, my bad.
Your timing is horrible.
My timing is
shit.
Calypso, you can walk.
I think...
I'm just gonna stay silent.
Emma, you should keep driving.
I said what I said.
I said what I meant, all right?
Not Calypso hitting Emma with your bitch.
Listen, Calypso is too busy holding a pretty girl in her arms.
All right. And she starts driving again. It takes a little bit longer of just the van to get to the school. And as it rounds the corner to the school, you see something in the middle of the road that Emma just narrowly avoided. And that is a bear trap.
What the fuck was that?
Fuck if I know. She gets out the car and goes, alright, devil exists. My dad wasn't wrong. Boiler room. I didn't even know the school had one of those. I thought that was fake shit made up by movies.
I didn't even know that it opened. I thought that it was just permanently locked, like, the entire time.
JoJo says that it unlocks during lunch every day.
Vinny gets out the van and he goes, is anyone staying in?
No, I'm going.
Vic? Cal? Staying?
Vicky sniffles. Her face is just covered in mascara. And she's like, I don't know.
I'd like to say that I reach into my jacket pocket and pull out a handkerchief and hand it to Vicky.
Vicky takes it gladly and just cries more as, like, the person that she thought hated her gave her something.
Oh my god!
Hey, you can keep it.
I'll get you a new one, I promise.
I don't really need it. I think you probably need a new one.
And silently, Calypso will smile at Lydia for doing a good thing.
Lydia's gonna look at Calypso like, shut the fuck up.
Calypso's the karma check like in Fallout.
Alright, we need to stop making her cry.
Alright.
Come on. Go on.
Beanie goes, alright, are you two staying?
The Vicky's, do you want to stay?
Vicky nods. If you don't want to stay, you don't have to.
Mad gives Cal, like, a look, like, you can do whatever you want.
And after a while, I'll kind of just look Vicky dead in the eyes. We'll be back soon, okay?
Vicky gives you a soft smile. It's like, I know. I hope.
As Calypso gets out of the van, Vicky, you hear a thunk. And
Of course!
You see Beanie left you the revolver. And he just goes, defend yourself. Defend yourself if it comes to it. And he shoots you finger guns and walks away. When you guys step into the school, there's nothing out of the ordinary except one thing. There's usually a fire axe in the middle of this hallway. Though the door keeping it is open. And there's no axe present.
Great. We are down one weapon.
Besides that, as you get to the boiler room, the second that you guys step close to it, the door is open.
I thought you said that this door only opened during lunchtime. Lunchtime was, and then Mad looks at her wrist that does not have a watch on it, and she goes, a long ass time ago.
Jessica goes, what do you think we were going to do, talk to it through the door?
I just want to know how it opened.
She did it.
All right, man. I'll take your word for it. And then Mad walks in.
As you start to walk in, he grabs you and goes, she is a little eccentric. Far weirder than Beanie or Calypso.
And you know what? Me too. And then I try to walk in again.
He lets go.
All right. Mad is just, she is sauntering in.
This room is completely full of candles, all lit, and there is one table in the middle of this room, right in front of the actual boiler. Standing next to this table is the school's mascot, or the mascot costume, a purple bunny. Does anyone else go in?
Oh, I was already leading. I was stomping down while Mad and JoJo were talking. I was already down there, practically.
Yeah, I'm following, with Beanie and Emma.
Beanie kind of stops and goes, you know, I think I'm going to keep watch. And JoJo goes, quit being a bitch, Beanie. I don't want to be here either.
I just, like, put my hand on Beanie's shoulder.
They follow, and you all see the same room, full of candles, with this pretty tall bunny costume in the corner there.
Oh, sweet heavens above. This is it.
JoJo goes, no, that's not her.
I don't fucking do costumes, bro.
And as you say this, you see all the candles go out, and one comes on at the table. A purple flame. And sitting behind the table is a tall devil with bunny ears and her hair pulled into pigtails. You see this devil fold her hand over herself and she goes, "Oh, guess. Weird. Welcome to my shop."
This is a shop.
Shop?
Shop?
Shopperino.
Grail.
And then she goes, I'm Rockstar. Welcome to my boiler room shop.
Rockstar? Is that like your government name or something?
Do devils have government names?
She kind of like tilts her head to y'all and goes, "Oh, you guys have seen something y'all don't like."
Yeah, can you tell?
More or less.
Can you tell about the thousand-yard stare in my eyes?
No, I can see what you guys saw.
Oh, like actually?
Mm-hmm.
Dead ass? Like really?
The things we've seen count too.
Not things that hadn't happened yet, no. So, you guys have seen a corpse. What would you all like me to do? Dispose of it? Get rid of it? Eat it? What is the situation here?
What I don't know. JoJo said we needed to meet you.
Oh. Oh! And she smiles and goes, I got you. I got you.
See, what I actually want you to do is completely wipe the memory from my brain so that when I go to sleep at night and that image is still in my mind, I don't have to smoke to get rid of the image. And even so, when I smoke, it doesn't really do anything. It's just I see that image in my mind, but just amplified by like this weird phantasmagorical hellscape. Anyways, why are we down here?
So, here for help from her.
Yes.
I think it would be very beneficial for us to buy things from her shop. And she claps when this happens. And she goes, "I got the best things for y'all. Spells, I got them. Items, you betcha. Antidepressants, I can find some." And when she stands, you hear the costume behind her start to move. Or behind y'all start to move.
Who else is in here?
Just my helper.
Your what?
She points to the costume and goes, "That is the other rock star."
Are there other rock stars?
There's other a lot of things. There's other people dying at the moment. Some dude named Ethan.
Oh!
Pretty sure. I could be wrong.
Fuck! And then Mad goes, Ethan owed me money!
Well, good news is you probably won't have to deal with it.
Fuck, man. What the fuck is going on?
As this happens, Vicky.
Yeah, what? What do you want, huh?
Something red just hit the windshield.
It scares the absolute shit out of Vicky. And she almost kind of fumbles the gun and picks it up and points it to the windshield.
You see it's a blood drop. And then a second. And then a third. And then the body.
Oh
my god.
What the fuck?
Right on top of the van. And she wasn't wrong. Another student council member running for prom king hits the top. And you can see, and only Vicky can see, his head has been split by an axe. And that there's a bear trap around his leg.
Oh my fucking god, bro!
Vicky just screams. No one can hear, but she's screaming her head off.
You hear a voice.
I don't know how she can hear it over her screaming, but yeah.
You don't know where it's coming from, but you just hear, "Vic, Vic, 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 you really have to relax."
She like whips to wrap. Well, she just kind of just panic, just like kind of like just. She tries to, like, stop to see if she can try to recognize the voice. She's like, "Who? I have a gun. My dad's a cop. He taught me how to shoot a gun. I know what I'm doing."
I've met your dad before.
What?
Multiple times. I've met everyone here. At least once or twice.
Who are you?
Doesn't matter.
It matters.
Why you want to know?
Because I gotta know what name to say to the police.
Oh, gross. Braceface is a good one, though.
Are you making fun of me because I have braces? Are you mocking me?
If you want to take it that way, sure. If it makes you more afraid, then yeah.
Do I know where the voice is coming from? Is it, like, behind the door? Is it, like...
It sounds like under the van.
Oh, that's even better, you know? Like,
oh, that's so creepy!
You know? It's crazy.
That's... Every voice should be.
That's so creepy.
Do I know if it's watching me or just talking to me?
You can definitely feel eyes on you.
I want to point the gun down and shoot.
You fire straight down. And you definitely hear something get hit.
Let's hope I don't hit anything important to make the van explode, am I right?
And then you hear the voice stop for a moment and go, oh, I was starting to like that one.
What?
Poor thing. Well, I guess I have to cut our conversation short. See you at practice tomorrow.
Wait, no!
And you hear the squeak and death of a rat.
Oh my god.
Oh my god!
Not the mouse. Also, did we hear the gunshot?
Absolutely, it's a gunshot!
Well, you know, they're in the boiler room, kind of downstairs.
Yeah, but it's still a gunshot fairly close.
Okay.
That's true, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if they heard the boiler room from outside the first time, it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. You also cut to everyone in the boiler room, and then Matt is just like, so, like, do you have, like, any perks or, like, any, like, shrooms? And then she hears the gunshot, and she goes, what the fuck was that?
JoJo goes, oh no, someone didn't take the stress of the situation again, and starts running.
Yeah, Lydia is already booking it, because she's back at it again, bro!
I imagine everyone runs out. Emma stays, and you hear her purchase something under her breath. As you all get to the van, Beanie immediately just goes, What happened?
It's the body not there anymore?
And he sees it.
Mad vomits again.
I was about to say, is the body not there? Just, oh my god! I'm gonna open the door to, like, Vicky!
What you see is Vicky is still pointing the gun down, just, like, in shock, just looking, like...
What happened?
Turns around, her face is just completely white, and she's like, they were here, it was under the van, I...
Were you hurt?
No. I wasn't hurt.
While this is happening, JoJo is checking under the van, and he pulls out the dead rat that you shot.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
He goes, this is a big sucker.
I swear, it was, I tried to shoot it. I mean, they were right there. Braceface. That's what, I thought they were making fun of me, but I asked their name, and that's what they said to call them.
Braceface?
Braceface?
What a fucking stupid name.
Listen, I think we shouldn't be saying stuff like that. They could still be here.
How are they talking to you if they're not here?
They were under the van. Well, at least it sounded like they were under the van.
JoJo kind of shakes the rat and goes, I think they were using this to speak to you.
What the fuck do you mean by that, JoJo?
What?
You know how Rockstar said spells? You know how I make sandwiches?
Who's Rockstar? Now is not the time. What is going on?
Because the sandwiches I make sometimes have spells in them for fun.
For fun?
Well, technically, no. Technically, people... ask me for them.
So how do we kill them? Is what I'm asking. How do we kill this person?
We find them.
Didn't you give Erica a sandwich?
Yeah, I was about to say, you made one for Erica, that's her name. I know you were making a sandwich for her.
I did.
Guys, they told me something else. They said that they would see me at practice tomorrow.
So it's a fucking cheerleader.
I'm not gonna say it.
Not saying that it could be Erica, but I mean, with the sandwich and her being in practice.
I think one thing's clear. Whoever this brace-faced person is, They know exactly who we are and how to get into our heads.
Jesus fucking Christ.
By this time, you guys see Emma.
Mad turns to look at Emma.
She's just staring at Ethan's body.
What can Mad read from the look on Emma's face?
Emma knew him and was very close to him. Almost like you are close to Lydia or Beanie.
Oh.
And she's trying to hide it.
There's a weird, like, conflict. Mad wants to go up to Emma to comfort her, but she doesn't want to, like, throw herself onto her. Mad just looks down at the ground. And then she crawls into the van to, like, comfort Vic.
What the fuck are we gonna do?
Emma goes, we can come to my house.
How are we gonna get there?
My car is still at the arcade.
Drop off the van at the arcade?
That sounds like a great idea. But also, there's a body on the van.
And I don't think any of us want to touch it.
Emma goes, I'm more focused on our safety at the moment. And I know my dad has a bunker in our basement.
A bunker? As in, like...
He was a real big doomsday prepper.
Okay, so that is good in our case, because that can be a place to hide, you know? I know about these doomsday preppers. They, like, hoard, like, dozens of hundreds of canned foods, and they have, like, gallons of water down there and places to sleep, and, like, so yes, like, that could be a good place to go, maybe to, like, hide from everything, but I don't know.
Why these two? Is there a connection between the two of them?
They're both part of the student council.
What if they're all connected back to Vicky? Think about this. She's the head cheerleader. And whatever this brace face said, what Vicky said about see you at practice, what if they were people that Arnold had some connection to both the cheer squad and to maybe the student council?
I don't think we're going to get any clear answers right now, considering everything that just happened. We need to get somewhere to clear our heads.
Right now, what we need to do is get rid of the body.
Rockstar said that she could move a body.
She also said that she would eat it.
Fuck, man.
Maybe she shouldn't eat it, you know? I mean, we need evidence.
No.
Maybe I should call my dad and he can move it.
No, Vicky, no.
Beanie goes, we are not bringing a cop here while we have a gun and there's a body.
And there's two people with illegal substances on their person.
Exactly.
And a gun.
So someone go get Rockstar.
Oh, I'll go. It'll be easy to do.
As you start to walk, you see a spider. It's been sitting on a window.
Like a little orb weaver, I'm guessing?
Black Widow.
Do I feel any kind of connection to it? Is there kind of a...
Do you remember that JoJo said the bugs and insects, and while it doesn't technically count as one, can move information?
I'm kind of tempted to whisper to it. I want to whisper to it.
As you get to Rockstar's door, you can see her kind of like standing up for once, and she is in a tank top and jeans, and she's looking at the costume and going, man, you are so dusty, you know that? And like petting it. And she goes, oh, a customer! What seems to be the issue?
We have a body we need to get rid of.
All right. And she pats the costume's back and she goes, go get him, champ. You see the costume start walking up the stairs and past you and towards where the body is. Everyone sees this giant costume, this 6'2" costume.
So what's the payment?
I'll get it in due time. For now, find who's doing this and make her stop. And she shoots you finger guns. Oh, and give this, and she hands you the smallest mason jar you've seen. She goes, give this to that cheerleader friend of yours and tell her to open it in due time. Well, tell her to open it when she feels either stressed or like she's going to die. As you come up the stairs, you see, and everyone else sees, the mascot pull its head off and just grab the body and just in it goes, and then puts the head back on. There's no bulging or anything. It just simply disappears.
Well, that's done.
And then you see the mascot leave. And it's just you guys. And I think that's where I'm gonna call it.
Club is the next installment in the TTRPG Actual Play Anthology podcast Does a 20 Hit, starring Danny as Lydia Emerson, Dio as our facilitator, Jasper as Vicky O'Neill, Kenny as Madeline Rad Matt Clark, and Michael as Calypso Calloway. Our theme song is Horrors Beyond Comprehension by Matt Sosa. Additional music and sound effects are provided by Epidemic Sound. The audio used in the background of the Throne Room arcade scene was provided by archive.org. This episode was edited by Kenny, yours truly. If you liked this episode, then consider rating us 5 stars and sharing this podcast with anyone in your life who would enjoy it. Boyfriend, girlfriend, sibling, coworker, grandparent, hairdresser, whoever it may be, send them on over and let them give us a chance. Satisfaction guaranteed. And if you really enjoyed this episode, then please consider donating to our coffee page. No donation is too small and all proceeds go towards improving the quality of our show. This is by far the best way to support us at this moment. Go to ko-fi.com/does-a-20-hit. That's ko-fi.com/does-a-20-hit. If you want to keep up with all news and updates about Does a 20 Hit, then follow our official Twitter at 20DoesHit. That's 20DoesHit. Trust me, anything you want to know about this podcast is all on the Bird app, so what are you waiting for? Follow us already. And while you're over there, how about following my fellow cast members as well? Danny is at RainingRoses_, Dio is at PMoneyVivo, Jasper is at GoobyGhost, and you can find me at Eldoro. This leaves Mike the odd one out, as he is only on Instagram at IsYaBoyMike. This concludes our 2-part special of episode 1 of Occult Club. Henceforth, we will be moving on to an every 2-week upload schedule on Wednesdays at noon. Editing these episodes is extremely time-consuming, as I am the sole editor and I have a full-time day job, so it would be absolutely impossible in this state to do weekly uploads. But hey, if you guys help us out and support our project, then hopefully we can work towards cutting down the wait time in between episodes. But until then, our next episode will be coming out May 3rd. That's just a couple of days before the Kentucky Derby, I think? I don't know. But we will see you guys then. Thanks, guys!